Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Heartland Music bringing us back. Little John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame, spinning a few platters, talking a little business, talking about leadership with our friend James Strock. James M. Strock is the author of Reagan on Leadership, the Centennial Edition, folks, and with a new foreword by Tom Peters. James, tell us how we can find you. How can we find your book?
Well, please just look on Amazon for the book, probably easiest, or any of the usual internet outlets, and I can be found really easy, just James Strock, STROCK.com.
All right, and his other book is called Serve to Lead, Your Transformational 21st Century Leadership System, which we told you about the last time James was on the show. James, talk to us about management, about Reagan's management philosophy.
You know, Reagan had given a lot of thought to management and a lot of observation, and he believed very strongly that the simple task of you get the best people you can around you, you give them all the flexibility they can to meet the vision you set, you hold them accountable and let them loose.
And so it's really that simple, right?
Yes. There's more, and the book goes into more detail.
Don't micromanage them, right?
No, but keep them accountable within that vision. And that does mean you got to have awfully good people. And when he did it right, and he often did, that put him on the cover of Fortune magazine as a great manager. When he did it wrong, well, he had a big problem.
Did he trust people to a fault?
He definitely had a default position of trusting people. And like many people who hold great power, and I think here of Winston Churchill is another example.
Yep.
I've studied a lot. He had a great difficulty or was reluctant to directly take action against people, which sounds funny, given that in the greater scene, as you mentioned, he was very strong about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I add one thing just quickly on that. He did make up for that a lot with one key person, Nancy Reagan, who was very unsentimental, had a clear sense when people weren't quite the right
fit. She did not suffer fools gladly, did she?
No.
Well, no, you know, this is an interesting thing about great leaders, I think, is they value, the ones that I admire the most clearly value trust and loyalty. And when they find it, if those people fail them from an execution standpoint, it's often difficult for them to make that switch, isn't it? Because of those values.
Absolutely. On the other hand, at the same time, I should say, because it's not contradictory, but it could look that way. I think because Reagan had his primary business experience as basically an entrepreneur, on his own, in the movie industry, he often would be involved in the very intense relationships like with movies, then later in government, but he could keep a distance that most people don't keep.
Mm-hmm. Well, what this is,
when it's over, it's over.
This is something that small business owners face. We have employees who are with us, and they've been with us, and they do a good job, and we become loyal to them. They're loyal to us, and we owe them something. But then, for whatever reason, their effectiveness goes away, and it's sometimes it's hard for us to make that decision. But you have to for the good of the organization, don't you?
Well, and as you would say so well, especially in the 21st century, if you're focused on serving your customer, that's got to be the way you look at everybody you work with through the customer's eyes.
If Reagan were emerging right now, if he were coming aboard as reincarnated as Reagan right now and for the next election cycle, would America be ready for that?
You know, that's always a hard question, isn't it? Because there's the mix of the circumstance, but also that individual defines things in a new way. And that's what I think is missing today. I mean, as good as it is to hear a lot of people expressing support for Reagan's views of 30 years ago, Ronald Reagan didn't run expressing, you know, looking back to redo Franklin Roosevelt or Dwight Eisenhower's years.
Right. Yeah.
So I think he'd redefine the issues, and that's what's missing.
But the values, a person with simple, pretty, you know, uncomplicated values, is that person going to be successful in the political scene coming up?
Oh, yeah. And I think, as you point out so well, Reagan, while he would be very troubled by a lot of things today, that we can say, he would also see the extraordinary opportunity with all the small business and the Internet, and it's just an amazing moment.
And he would still believe in America, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
James, give us that website again, please.
It's jamesstrock, STROCK.com.
And the book is called Reagan on Leadership, Executive Lessons from the Great Communicator, the Reagan Centennial Edition with the foreword by Tom Peters. Hey, James, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Many thanks. It's an honor to be with you, Jim.
You too. We'll see you next time. James Strock, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.